big semester, so I just, like, physically wanted to use big paper.
Do you want me to hold it up for you?
Oh, no. That's okay. Glam. My name is all So something that I know that I have shared in some ways with most of you this semester is that I am taking this course towards my studies in diaconal ministry with the United Church of Canada. So the first major learning, and this is a year where I'm supposed to reflect. In my school program, I'm supposed to take the three trimesters to really sort of focus on my identity as someone who wants to be a diaconal minister and what I'm going to bring to that work, what my sense of call would be. So what you need to know about that is that the word diaconia means service among others, toward a vision of justice and wholeness in the world, not unlike our goal here as a class. So all of this is contributing to that. And I realized just in the last few weeks that one of my main learnings goes back to this summer and an experience that I had with decay and tragedy of death when one of my roommates died unexpectedly. And I really got to thinking about how our message of renewal, of creation, and of being in community, in creation, requires dialogue with the end of things. And how else can we mourn? How else can we really engage in these really difficult topics if we don't see how they are also decaying? Because that's when we get frustrated and check out, when we just can't deal with how big that is. So one of my main topics was decay and death. And one of the things that I did to deal with that was participate in the Hospice Society's training program. I think it's called Being with Dying. And it was so fantastic. I would recommend it to anyone. And that'll be a main portion of my written reflections for this class. And the reason that I missed the conference and the reason that I didn't get to be here with all of you for that was that I was at the World Council of Churches Assembly in South Korea, which is where this song is from, that we're all going to sing together. And together with the fact that I'm doing this as a religious training program, I'm aware of the fact that not everybody in this course is from a Christian perspective, which I totally appreciate. But what's really important to me is to consider how the World Council of Churches, which is like this giant Christian United Nations, how they contribute to the conversation of a community land ethic and of where we need to go as people who are going to live in an integrated way here on this planet. So we're going to eventually sing this song, and I think that what I've learned from all of you is that our values are present in our relation, in our relationship as a course, and in our relationship with the land. And I've just been really grateful to get to hear about what you bring to your value of the land. And that's been really, really fantastic. And sense of place and contemplative practice was one of my favorite things about this course. So I really just want to thank all of you for sharing in that together. And particularly because I suddenly had sinus surgery and because I finally got to move to the place where I'm living now with Ellen and Tim, I have been cultivating a sense of place in Camrose again, which, as I whined before, isn't something that I 110% want. I'm looking forward to moving back to Northern BC. But thanks to all of you, and thanks to the gift that is our togetherness, I'm feeling better about being here, and I'm feeling nurtured by this place, which is not something I say lightly. And all of this, partially because I'm in a reflection year, and this is only the first third of my year, and also just because of the bigness and the beauty of all of these topics, is unfinished. And so the biggest piece that I'm going to be working on next, sort of from January to April, is engaging congregations in Camrose in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Linda and I had the opportunity to attend a training session in Edmonton last week around how to do that. Not only congregations, but then also the community. And that's just something that really connects the World Council of Churches and their message of reconciliation and peace with what's happening here in Canada and what needs to happen in our communities. So that's the unfinished part, and the inspired part of this semester is taking this forward and having that conversation. And you'll be hearing more about what that's going to be like, because you'll be getting an email from me about ways that you can volunteer at the TRC in a youth day that's happening at the beginning, and just all these different things that Linda and I had a chance to learn about, which are available to you, and I'm looking forward to. And so, before we sing, you can visit my little fiber corner over here. One of the ways that I engage in contemplation and rumination is through fiber arts, and I'm a wool felter. There's other wool felters in this class, like Natalie. And I'm showing you this piece because it's not finished. And the thing about wool felting is that when it's not finished, there's always these points where you just literally cannot imagine getting from here to where you're going. And I'm not going to tell you exactly where I'm going with this, but it is the image of three trees when you're lying down and you're looking up into them. So what you have here is the trunks and the sky, and all of the branches and all of the leaves are going to be filled in. And I think that this right here represents where I'm at with all of these learnings and with all the things that we have enjoyed and given each other. And it is good. Whether we can see it yet, all of it, or not, it is good. So thank you. And you have to clap after we all sing together. I promise this song is really easy. I learned how to love singing this year, partially because I had sinus surgery and partially just through contemplation and reflection. And this song, the English is the third line down. Of course, if you speak Korean, feel free to sing this song in Korean. This is the first verse, and the words are, "With my voice alone, there is little I can do. Add your voice to mine, what more can two voices do? If we gather more and more, we become a mighty roar. Our voices loud and strong, speaking out against all wrong." Rather fitting. You'll catch the tune fairly quickly. And if we can sing it three times through, I would just love that. Nice and loud. Yeah. With my voice alone, there is little I can do. Add your voice to mine, what more can two voices do? If we gather more and more, we become a mighty roar. Our voices loud and strong, speaking out against all wrong.
Louder!
All right. Sweet.
With my voice alone, there is little I can do. Add your voice to mine, what more can two voices do? If we gather more and more, we become a mighty roar. Our voices loud and strong, speaking out against all wrong. With my voice alone, there is little I can do. Add your voice to mine, what more can two voices do? If we gather more and more, we become a mighty roar. Our voices loud and strong, speaking out against all wrong.
So, in closing, the experiment in this is that when I was at the World Council of Churches Assembly, I got to know a lot of people from the Pacifics and basically every part of the world. But the girls from the Pacifics who gifted me with this flower, which is why I bring them with me tonight, they were commenting how two of them had studied abroad in Chicago, and they experienced that North Americans sing with such trepidation, like they don't even like their own voice. And so when I was talking about this class and everything like that, and all the things that we do share, even though singing is not as big in the Pacifics as it might be in certain countries in Africa or different places of the world, they were like, "You mean you never sing in your class?" So we just had a fun conversation about that. So thank you for being willing to try and sing with me, even though we're from a culture where only singers sing. and that's all. Anyway.